Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Digital Equipment Corporation conference call with Art Fiocco, Vice President of Communications for the Digital Products Division. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Tuesday, November 25th, 1997. Mr. Fiocco, please go ahead.
Thank you, Vicki, and good morning, everyone. Sorry for the technical problems we experienced this morning, and congratulations to those of you who found a way to get on the call. We are recording the call, and we'll make it available to those people who had difficulties getting through. As you should all know by now, we made an announcement this morning of a strategic partnership with Cabletron Systems. Here to discuss the agreement with you are Bob Palmer and Harry Copperman. There will be a question and answer period following Bob and Harry's remarks. Now here's Bob Palmer.
Good morning. As Art just noted, you should know from the material we sent out earlier this morning that Digital and Cabletron are announcing a strategic partnership that will strengthen our ability to deliver leadership network products to our customers and our partners. I've asked Harry Copperman, Senior Vice President and General Manager of the Digital Products Division, to join me to discuss the details of the agreement. And when he's finished, I want to take a few moments to talk about how this partnership fits into Digital's overall growth strategy. And then we'll take your questions, Harry.
Thank you, Bob, and good morning. As Bob said, we've made a joint announcement this morning of a strategic partnership with Cabletron Systems. It's an important announcement that will benefit both companies, and I'd like to walk you through the highlights. Specifically, I'll cover three things: the structure of the deal itself, what we believe are the benefits to customers, and third, what we think the benefits are to our digital sales force. Let me talk about the deal itself. There are three key elements to this partnership. The first is the asset sale itself. Cabletron will acquire Digital's network product business, including the hardware product designs, the intellectual property, the channel sales, and the marketing organization. A small group of network product business unit employees will remain at Digital, most of whom will set up and manage the Digital-Cabletron relationship. All other employees will be offered positions with Cabletron. In addition, Cabletron will acquire and upgrade two facilities from Digital. This is AKO1 and AKO2 in Acton. The purchase price associated with this asset sale is $435 million. The second part of the partnership involves a reseller agreement. Through this agreement, we've made a multi-year commitment to sell a specific volume of digital products. In return, Cabletron has agreed to continue to build the current digital product line and the future roadmap, which we have already disclosed to our customers. These products will be branded digital products and will carry our logo. In addition, we will mutually agree to identify certain Cabletron products, brand them as digital products, and include them in this volume and reseller agreement. The third element of this partnership is a service relationship. As you would expect, Digital will continue to provide warranty and post-install service on all Digital logoed products. But in addition, we will pick up service responsibility for Cabletron products, both warranty and post-warranty service, in many of the geographies in which Cabletron does business. As you can tell, this is a long-term relationship and another example of Digital's stated objective to focus on our core business and to offer customer solutions not only with our own products, but also through partnerships and alliances with other leaders in our industry. This is an important point. You should be aware that Digital is not getting out of the networking business. What we're basically doing is getting out of the network products business. And we'll work with partners to deliver all of the parts necessary to provide complete solutions. Digital will continue to be a leading supplier of high-performance, internet-based networked computing solutions. We'll continue to offer networking products, but this will be a partnership with Cabletron. On the other side, Cabletron will do the development, the manufacturing, and distribution of Digital-branded network products and bring the increased R&E and investment necessary to ensure that we can continue to have a leadership product portfolio. This leads to the second area I wanted to cover, which is the benefits to our customers. And basically, again, there's three benefits here. The first is we'll now be able to offer a broader product line and a more comprehensive products to address our customers' network requirements. There's a lot of complementary and extensions in terms of backbone switching, departmental switching, and desktop switching. One particular area that should be exciting to you and our customers is Cabletron's network management system. They have a product called Spectrum. Network Magazine has identified that as the best product in the market for 2 years in a row. They currently have 24% market share. So it's a great opportunity to combine our network management expertise with their network management systems. So one benefit is a broader product offering. The second benefit is a more competitive product offering. We see tremendous economies and scale in merging these two entities together, and that should result in more competitive products for your customers. The last benefit is probably a more credible and certainly a more comprehensive product roadmap. Cabletron brings about $170 million in R&D investment to the current investment that Digital is making in its network products. So we believe the combination of our investment plus Cabletron's should allow this new organization to bring real industry leadership products to the Internet and web environment. The last point I want to make regards the benefits of this announcement to our Digital sales force, and we think there are many here. And let me just give you three examples. First relates to market share growth, and specifically in the area of international sales. Cabletron is a major player in the network market today. They have about 8% share in the U.S. If you look at their international business, unfortunately the number is closer to 3%. We think by using and leveraging Digital's sales organization and channels expertise, there's an opportunity to bring the international share up to the same level as the U.S. share. That would represent about $1 billion in revenue just for network products alone. Another benefit for the sales force is we'll now have access to Cabletron's customers. This is about a $1.5 billion networking company, ranked number 4 in the industry today. And as I mentioned before, they have very significant share in terms of network management. We've also discovered that working with Cabletron, we don't normally meet in the marketplace. So they're typically dealing with a different customer set than we have. So by working together, we have an opportunity to not only sell more networking products, but also introduce the rest of Digital's portfolio to a brand new customer base. The last benefit to our sales force is the fact that we get to leverage Digital's expertise and channels with the very effective direct sales coverage model that Cabletron has. They have a very high-touch, close relationship with our customers, and again, that should allow us to introduce our products into that environment. One other point in terms of the benefits to the sales force is they will continue to get full sales credit for all Digital logo products, and again, we'll identify selected Cabletron products to add to this portfolio. Just one last comment I'd like to make before I turn it back to Bob, and that regards the selection of Cabletron as a strategic partner. Our view, this is going to be a great partnership. For those of you that aren't familiar with Cabletron, it's a New England-based company, in fact, headquartered in New Hampshire. They've been in business for 15 years. They have a record of tremendous growth. Currently, last year's sales were about $1.5 billion. They employ 6,000 people. They're profitable. Their profits were $261 million last year. They have a complete and comprehensive line of network products for enterprise solutions. They lead in areas that are important to our offerings, like switching and network management. And by putting the two entities together, we end up with a very formidable player in the marketplace. $1.5 billion becomes greater than $2 billion, and Cabletron now becomes the number 3 player, just behind Cisco and 3Com in the marketplace. The last thing about Cabletron, which is probably the most exciting to us, is there's new management setting a new course and direction for this company. Don Reed was named CEO of Cabletron in August of this year. He comes from 9X. He brings a different culture to the operation. He's been looking to grow the business by trying to find a partner that had both technology and people that could help move his company to the top tier. He's very excited about our channels capability, our international presence, and our service reach. We, on the other hand, wanted to make sure we did find a partner who not only appreciated our technology, but also the value and contribution that our employees could make. And as I said in the beginning, I think both of us succeeded, and this is a real win-win for both companies. Bob?
Thank you, Harry. What should be very clear from Harry's comments is that this partnership reinforces our commitment to networking and to providing our customers with a full range of high-performance network products. Digital is one of the pioneers in building enterprise networks, and that expertise has never been more important to our customers than it is today. And in fact, our strategy, which hopefully you know by now, is to deliver with our partners internet business solutions based on high-performance platforms and services, is rooted in our ability to provide enterprise solutions that help our customers compete successfully in a network world. And I don't meet with any customers these days that don't talk about the importance of network management software, which is one of the things that this partnership will bring to us. As Harry said already, although we don't will no longer develop and manufacture network products ourselves, we'll continue to provide leadership network and systems integration services, and we'll provide products that are digital products, our digital roadmap, and Cabletron products. He also pointed out we will retain our internet and web server product development organization and our network research labs in Palo Alto. We'll continue to deliver high-performance alpha and Intel-based systems that are designed for enterprise networks, and we'll invest in web-based software for internet-worked enterprises. And as I said, we will expand our worldwide service and support for network products. This partnership is an integral part of Digital's long-range strategic plan and one that is going to lead to competitive levels of profitability and growth. During the past few years, we've made fundamental decisions about our strategic capabilities and where we should invest and disinvest. In some cases, as with semiconductor manufacturing and the network products business, we decided that the best approach for us was to partner with an industry-leading company. In other cases, such as our disk drive business, we divested operations that had merit but were not essential to our growth strategy. The result is that Digital's direct investments are now very focused on our core strategic capabilities of systems, storage, software, and services. These are areas where we can differentiate Digital and where we have an opportunity to lead in the industry. And they form the foundation of our strategy. By partnering in areas such as network products, we enhance our ability to deliver the comprehensive enterprise solutions that our customers demand, while we're able to increase our direct investment in areas where we believe the long-term payoff in terms of profitability and growth for our company is the highest. I know that one question you all have is whether Digital plans to divest any other businesses. The answer is no. This agreement completes the strategic plan that we started a few years ago. In fact, we're now in the process of assessing some potential investments and modest acquisitions that would build on our competitive strengths and improve our position in key segments of the market. This will enhance our ability to achieve competitive levels of profitability and growth. I believe that we have everything we need to be successful. We have a clear, compelling, and focused strategy. We have leadership products and services, strong partnerships with industry leaders, strong balance sheet, and greater flexibility to invest in growth opportunities, and most important, talented employees with a passion for winning. We also need to be clear about some immediate challenges that we faced. We're confident that the agreements with Intel and Cabletron will have significant long-term benefits, but our customers and partners need to have the same confidence. Our competitors, of course, are attempting to create uncertainty about our strategy and our product commitments. It's up to us, as all of us, to make sure that every customer and every partner understands the benefits of these agreements to Digital and to them, and that they believe in our long-term commitment to Alpha and to providing leadership network products. And most importantly, that they recognize our commitment to deliver comprehensive solutions that will help them be more competitive and more successful. We built a strong foundation, one that should help us achieve the industry leadership that we know we're capable of. The divestitures and the restructuring are behind us, and now we need to focus on growth and a continued improvement in our profitability. That means we need to deliver on our commitments to our Q2 and the quarters to come. The best response to our competitors is to beat them where it counts, and that's in the marketplace. I'm confident that we can, and we must.
Now would be happy to take your questions.
Vicki, this is Art Diaco. Let me just say, because of the technical problems that we had, we're going to have to shorten the question and answer period. But we will try and take a few questions now. So would you poll the participants?
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, you will need to press the 1 followed by the 4 on your push-button phone. You will hear a 3-tone prompt acknowledging your request, and your questions will be polled in the order they are received. If your question has been answered and you would like to withdraw your polling request, you may do so by pressing the 1 followed by the 3 on your push-button phone. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the numbers. One moment, please, for the first question. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if there are any questions, please press the 1, followed by the 4 at this time. Mr. Fiocco, I am showing no questions at this time. Continue.
Well, that's often the case from the manager's conference. However, this is an opportunity in the next few minutes. If you've got a question about today's announcement or about anything else that you'd like to ask either Harry Copperman or myself, I'll be glad to take it on whatever topic.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any questions, please press the 1, followed by the 4 at this time. Nick Sharma from Lexington, Massachusetts, please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, on competitive bids with Cabletron, what's our strategy right now? I have a couple of proposals on the table in the Eastern Territory.
Nick, first of all, let me not only congratulate you for getting on the call, but also figuring out how to ask a question by pushing the 1 and the pound sign. I'm sure that's the reason we don't have the rest of the questions. Until this deal is finalized, and we think there's some government action that needs to be exercised and government approval, which we hope will take between 30 and 60 days, during that period, you should compete vigorously for digital branded business.
Okay, thank you.
Vicki, any other questions?
If there are any additional questions, please press the 1, followed by the 4 at this time. Bill Horzempa from Littleton, Massachusetts, please go ahead with your question.
I'm sorry, we can't hear a question.
Bill Horzempa from Littleton, Massachusetts.
Hi, this is Bill Horzempa. Can you hear me?
Yes, Bill. Thank you.
Okay, great. As we move forward with this, is it anticipated that Cabletron would be the primary supplier of technical support for the Cabletron digital products, or will the digital ESF tech support organization be required to supply that expertise?
Now, the expectation is Cabletron will provide the technical support. Although, to expand on that, Bill, though, we do expect our support organization to be well-versed in the solutions part of this arrangement.
Okay. Great.
Next question, Vicki.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press the 1 followed by the 4 at this time. Norman Olson from Munich, Germany, please go ahead with your question.
Hello, this is Norm Olson from the NPBU in Munich, Germany. We currently have, digital NSYS organization, currently has a substantial agreement with Cisco. What plans do we have for positioning our new Cabletron agreement and alliance in relationship to the Cisco agreements that we already have?
Well, one way to think of this, Norm, is it's the same way we position digital products today. I mean, our expectation was NSYS would lead with digital products wherever we could, and to the extent the customer had chosen a different vendor or wanted a different solution, we would oblige them and provide whatever vendor they wanted. So NSYS does, in fact, sell Cisco products and 3Com and Bay Networks. Going forward, we will continue to lead with a digital-branded product. It'll be a much more expanded portfolio since it will include Cabletron products. But if the customer decides they want a different alternative, we will provide them whatever they want. So and bottom line in that is we will honor the current Cisco agreement, which is basically just a simple reselling agreement.
Thank you.
Any other questions, Vicki?
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if there are any additional questions, please press the 1 followed by the 4 at this time. I am showing no further questions at this time, Mr. Fiocco.
Okay. If any of you did not hear the entire call, and if you wish to rehear the call, anytime after noon today, by dialing 800-633-8284 in the U.S. or 303-248-1201 outside the U.S., you can hear this recorded call. Thank you, and that concludes this morning's conference.
Ladies and gentlemen, a post-view replay of this conference is available today, November 25th, from 9:30 Mountain Standard Time until tomorrow, November 26th, at 9:30 Mountain Standard Time. The dial-in number for post-view is 1-800-633-8284. If you are dialing in from outside the United States, you will need to dial 303-248-1201. Use reservation number 338-9420 to access the post-view replay for this conference call. That does conclude our conference for today. You may all disconnect, and thank you for participating.